From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. A senior United Nations official is calling for a strong response by the international community to the refugee crisis in Europe. The official says the tens of thousands of Syrian refugees arriving in Europe are a global responsibility, and all nations must do their part to protect those fleeing war and persecution. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Jordan, Lebanon, and Turkey are sheltering more than 4 million Syrian refugees. European frontline states, in particular Italy and Greece, are shouldering the greatest burden arising from the influx of refugees from countries in the Middle East and elsewhere. This is not fair, says Peter Sutherland, the UN official in charge of migration. He says caring for refugees is not just the responsibility of the states bordering a conflict zone or the first countries of asylum where they arrive, but a global responsibility.
We have to find a method to get specific commitments from every state to taking refugees and financially contributing.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkish fighter jets carried out massive airstrikes Tuesday, targeting militant members of the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, while the bombing of a bus in eastern Turkey killed more than a dozen policemen. The state-run Anadolu news agency said that more than 50 Turkish jets were involved in the 6 hours of raids, killing 35 to 40 terrorists, according to preliminary findings. Meanwhile, at least 14 policemen were killed when a police bus was hit by a bomb suspected to have been planted by PKK militants in eastern Turkish province of Igdir. European Council President Donald Tusk will pay an official visit to Turkey as part of a regional tour. This is VOA News. Britain's defense minister said Tuesday the military would consider more airstrikes against militants in Syria if they meant stopping likely terror attacks against British interests. Michael Fallon made the comments to BBC Radio a day after Prime Minister David Cameron revealed that Britain's Royal Air Force killed three Islamic State militants, including two Britons, in an August 21st drone strike. The attack was the first of its kind by British forces. Fallon said Tuesday that Britain would not hesitate to do it again to disrupt a terror plot. Cameron called the drone strike an act of self-defense and said there was clear evidence of the individuals in question planning and directing armed attacks against the UK. Democrats in the U.S. Senate have rallied 41 votes, enough to block a resolution opposing the Iran nuclear agreement. This means President Barack Obama will not have to veto such a measure. The United States and five other world powers reached the agreement with Iran in July. The deal would curb Tehran's nuclear program in return for an easing of sanctions that have hobbled the Iranian economy. Opponents see the deal as too friendly to Iran by leaving much of its nuclear program in place while unlocking billions of dollars that some fear will be used to support terrorism. Pope Francis announced radical changes for the Roman Catholic Church Tuesday in the complicated and costly process of annulling or dissolving marriages. Pope gave bishops around the world authority to judge many annulment requests quickly by themselves and eliminated entirely a long-standing requirement for lengthy review of such cases by diocesan tribunals. An advisor to the Pope said most cases should be resolved within 45 days, and the papal order indicated no fees should be charged to couples seeking to dissolve their marriages under church regulations. Free college tuition, doubling the minimum wage, a single-payer universal health care system, those are just a few of the campaign promises by Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, who does not try to hide that he embraces a form of socialism. Despite his self-described socialist views, Sanders is experiencing an unexpected wave of popularity. The city of Baltimore will pay a $6.4 million wrongful death settlement to the family of Freddie Gray, the African-American man who died in April after being critically injured while in police custody. In a statement, Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings says the proposed settlement would resolve all civil claims related to the city of Baltimore, the Baltimore Police Department, individual officers, and any other persons or institutions who might be deemed responsible for the death of Gray. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.